Hello, this is Jermaine. Welcome to Eternal Good News. When someone lies to you, it makes you angry. When someone steals from you, it makes you angry. When someone curses you, it makes you angry. When a wife commits adultery, her husband becomes very angry, full of wrath, to the point of wanting to kill the guilty ones. God becomes angry when we sin against Him. God is holy. God is righteous. God has given us His commandments, His word, His law. God looks upon you and knows what you do. He is keeping a record of your sins. There is a day of judgment coming. God is a righteous, just judge. Sin is against God's holiness. Sin is against God's righteousness. God's wrath, God's anger, is against sin. The wages of sin is death, eternal punishment. How can we escape the wrath to come? We need atonement for our sins. We need mercy. We need remission of our sins. We need forgiveness of our sins. We need pardon. Under the law that God gave to Israel through Moses, there was a day of atonement. Each year the high priest would kill a bullock and a goat as sin offerings. He would take of the blood into the temple in Jerusalem and sprinkle the blood upon the mercy seat. Leviticus chapter 16, verses 14 through 16. This was to make atonement because of the sins and transgressions of the people of Israel. But all that ceased in AD 70, more than 1900 years ago. How then shall we escape the wrath of God? When John the Baptist saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "Brood of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the wrath to come?" Matthew chapter 3, verse 7. Yes, there is wrath to come. You need to flee from the wrath to come. Wrath is great anger. Listen to John chapter 3, verse 36. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. John chapter 3, verse 36. The wrath of God abides on those who do not believe the Son of God. You would do well to believe and obey Messiah, the Son of God, Jesus. It is written in Romans chapter 1, verse 18, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness." Romans chapter 1, verse 18. Those who refuse to have God in their knowledge, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, God's wrath is against them. God gives them over to uncleanness. God gives them over to vile passions. God gives them over to a debased mind. Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 32. Listen to Romans chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. "But in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to each one according to his deeds." Romans chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. As you sin against God, the wrath of God is treasured up, stored up until the day of judgment. We continue reading in Romans chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. "But to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish, on every soul of man who does evil. Romans chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. You do not want indignation, wrath, tribulation, and anguish. God's wrath leads to vengeance. Listen to Romans chapter 12, verse 19. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Romans chapter 12, verse 19. For this you know, that no fornicator, no sexually immoral unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 5 and 6. Yes, the wrath of God comes upon those who are disobedient. Listen also to Colossians chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. Colossians chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Notice that the wrath of God is coming upon those who are disobedient to God. It is written in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 30 and 31, For we know him who said, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. And again, the Lord will judge his people. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 30 and 31. How can you be saved from the wrath to come? Listen to Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. You can be saved from wrath by Messiah Jesus, justified by his blood. Listen to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10. Whom God raised from the dead, even Jesus who delivers us from the wrath to come. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10. Jesus delivers Christians from the wrath to come. We read now in Romans chapter 3, beginning at verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace, through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth to be a propitiation by his blood through faith. Romans chapter 3, verses 23 through 25. God set forth Messiah Jesus to be a propitiation by his blood. Messiah Jesus is God's provision for mercy, to save us from our sins, to save us from the wrath to come. Propitiation means that the offering of the blood of Jesus the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, is an objective provision for mercy and a vindication of God's righteousness. W.E. Vine wrote, It is God who is propitiated by the vindication of his holy righteous character, whereby through the provision he has made in the vicarious and expiatory sacrifice of Christ, he has so dealt with sin that he can show mercy to the believing sinner in the removal of his guilt and the remission of his sins. Messiah Jesus is the sacrifice and the high priest and the mercy seat that was foreshadowed by the Old Testament Day of Atonement in the temple holy of holies. It is written in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17, Therefore in all things he, Jesus, had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in the things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 17. Yes, Jesus the Messiah is the only high priest who has offered himself one time for all, making propitiation for our sins. Jesus Messiah is the only one who died for your sins. Listen to 1 John chapter 2, verse 2. And Jesus himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. 1 John chapter 2, verse 2. In this is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. Would you be saved from your guilt of sin? Would you be saved from the wrath to come? Then turn away from sin. Repent. We read in Romans chapter 2, verse 4. Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? Romans chapter 2, verse 4. Put your faith in Jesus Messiah. Jesus said, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. Jesus the Messiah is the propitiation by his blood through faith. How does the believer get into Messiah, into Christ, into his death? Listen to Romans chapter 6, verse 3. Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Romans chapter 6, verse 3. When you believe in Jesus Messiah and repent, then you can be baptized into him, into his death. We read Romans chapter 6, verse 4 next. Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Romans chapter 6, verse 4. Jesus' blood was offered for the remission, for the forgiveness of sins. Matthew chapter 26, verse 28. Baptism in the name of Jesus Messiah is for the remission of sins, for the forgiveness of sins. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Through your own faith in Jesus, you need to be buried with Jesus Messiah through baptism into death, and then be raised up to a new life in him. Jesus said, be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Romans chapter 2, verse 10. Then you shall escape the wrath to come. Amen. If you would like to get a free New Testament, a free book about the evidences of God, or a free Bible course, please write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083. United States of America. Thank you for being with me. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains, lose all their guilty stains, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. Dear dying Lamb, thy precious blood shall